Judge Richard Neese today denied the governor the extension his lawyers had asked for. Volunteers reviewing the signatures for the governor have vetted 300,000 so far and claim to have found a 15% to 20% error rate. Walker's lawyers say they need more time to look for duplicate signatures. But Judge Neese says the error rate spread over 1 million signatures would still leave the recall supporters with enough to certify an election.
We are, when we get to 1 million, going to have a boatload of extra signatures that we don't need. There has to be some sort of demonstration that additional time is actually going to be helpful to determine whether or not there are going to be sufficient number of signatures.
The Government Accountability Board has until March 19th to finish its review of the signatures. But GAB Director Kevin Kennedy said today he won't know until March 12th whether or not the agency will meet that deadline. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.